white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Kevin Dexter. Peyton Manning will be back with the Broncos in 2015, but he'll do it for a little less cash. Peyton reportedly close to signing a new contract in Denver for $15 million, $4 million less than he was originally scheduled to earn. Elsewhere in the NFL today, the Eagles officially cut pass rusher Trent Cole. The Saints have reportedly released running back Pierre Thomas, and the Bills and Vikings have agreed on a trade that will send quarterback Matt Castle to Buffalo. Busy night in the NBA, 13 games on the docket. A night after blowing out the Celtics at home, the Cavaliers are in Toronto. Cleveland just a game behind the Raptors for second place in the East, but LeBron James says they're not in postseason form yet.
We're not there. We still got a lot of room to improve. We're still trying to get better. We got a lot of games to play. We're not playoff ready right now.
Elsewhere of note, James Harden back for the Rockets after serving a one-game suspension last night. They welcome in the Grizzlies. Russell Westbrook will play for the Thunder as they entertain the Sixers. And a possible Western Conference playoff preview in Los Angeles. The Blazers visit the Clippers. As of now, that would be the 4-5 matchup in the West, an important one for Terry Stotts and company.
At this stage of the season, when you're a third or 20-some games left to go, every game gets magnified a little bit more. It seems like a little bit more importance is placed on each game, and
be burdened with any players, any thoughts, any perceptions, any carryover from anybody important.
Yeah, I tried to find out if they think what we think, or at least what I did, what I do, and I could not. I drew a nothing on it. My guy, they're pretty good at it, by the way. Pretty knows his bear stuff. Said nope, doesn't know, but suspects. They'd like to, but he doesn't know that for sure, so they're really, I've got a zero on that. But if I'm Ryan Pace, God, I'd like to be Ryan Pace, so young, so handsome, and just in charge of the storied Bears, the mighty, mighty Bears. That's what I'd do. I would look at this thing and tell John Fox, you know, John, I'm done with all this. I don't want to hear another word about Brandon Marshall. He's going to go. And Jay Cutler, what's the point? And I think John Fox will say, would have said, and probably already has, yeah, I agree. What's the point? What do we care? Why, he's not going to be here when we win, is he? No, he's not, John. He's not going to be here when we win. I don't know who's going to be here when we win. I know who's not going to be here when we win.
And you said that you had some Bulls stuff that you wanted to get into after the stirring victory last night that made everybody so happy.
Oh, just that, you know, I mean, really, I've seen teams just kind of quit on their coach, and that was what the Brian Shaw thing was in Denver, that they felt like although they're not very good, your Nuggets. They're not really.
Why are they
good.
Mine all of a sudden? I don't
yeah,
want them.
Nuggets. Yeah,
I know they're my Nuggets out of this, because those aren't mine.
Yeah. Nuggets.
Whatever those are.
I mean, they kind of quit on him. I don't know what the deal is. I think when you go this long, as Washington has, and you watch them last night, they're not really, I mean.
Nope.
They're not.
They were stopping
the
ball.
Whatever Randy Whitman did last year, because we really enjoyed watching them play. They seemed yep. like they were, you know, enjoyed playing for him. His coaching seemed to be on, spot on. This time around, at this point in the season, where you should be trying to build a resume, not destroy your resume.
No, there's the looks he was giving players, the looks yep. players were giving him. Yep. They were sloppy. The ball was stopping. Last year, that ball never stopped.
Never stopped.
Pop, 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 extra pass, a little duck in from the weak side, the bigs to the small. The smalls to the bigs.
Yeah.
And then this year, the ball stops and they look and they stand, and even their fast breaks are sloppy. You can run right underneath him for charges every time.
Yeah.
The guy puts his head down and just goes, and Wall is back to that pace where he's either just running
recklessly down the middle of the floor and jumping, or he's finding himself shooting a three with a hand in his face and 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, he was. I thought their study is so much. He's the guy. I thought he was so much better last year at doing those little things because the athletic talent is off the charts. That guy is unbelievable as an athlete. I mean, you watch him play, and I thought that he was getting the nuances of the game better last year. He's starting to get this a little bit. I mean, he was taking the right shots. He was making the right decisions, and the guys around him were playing much better. And all you wound up with last night was an exercise in futility, staring at the coach, not really trying, and a guy I've never heard of. Maybe you have. Nene?
Yeah, they were the
Washington. Acting like an idiot.
You notice the Washington broadcasters call him Nene.
Nene, whatever. He acted like an idiot.
He's an idiot.
I mean, what are you doing? You don't swat somebody in the head. What's the matter with you?
He does it all the time. He's had a track record of that against the Bulls. He says, I hate him. And the Bulls get under his skin and he does something stupid. I
know
they hate him,
but then, you know what, then, if you want to do that, you can't score zero.
That's a bad night.
You can't score zero and then be swatting somebody. If you're running the paint, if you're really in charge, you're the man, don't swat somebody in the head. Just play basketball. I don't think he swatted anybody last year when they were eliminated in the playoffs.
No, but he headbutted hard.
No, remember the headbutt, the suspension?
Yeah, before them, right?
He got suspended a game for headbutting Jimmy Butler.
Well, Jimmy Butler, okay. Yeah, he's an idiot, but at least he's an effective idiot most times. He's not anymore. And if you're the coach, you got to wonder why. How did that happen? Why did that happen? But I think there's so much going wrong. I think my point being, there's so much going wrong with this team in all phases that he just becomes a minor distraction after last night. It's like, wait a minute, he didn't score anything against a team he loves to do this?
No. Yeah, but it still doesn't change it doesn't make the Bulls better.
No, oh no. No, I'm not saying it makes the, absolutely not.
Just because they're bad, it doesn't mean I think the Bulls are good.
Well, that's my point.
But you said it before, and you alluded to this, they've got more spring in their step when Derrick Rose doesn't play.
Mm-hmm. I think they have to have.
That they've got more jump to their game.
Yeah, they do. They do.
For whatever reason, I don't know if it's because they feel they have to or because
I think it's when they're challenged. When you get down to where they're at with all these guys missing, they take it. You know, some teams just don't take it as well as the Bulls do. The Bulls are so used to it, they come back at you hard, even when whatever they have, they're going to come back at you as hard as they can.
They play with more push.
Yes.
Because you don't have Rose just sort of meandering on the perimeter.
And shooting odd shots, and I mean, I don't know what he's doing. But they when challenged like this, my bottom line on this, I've covered the Wizards. I don't want to talk. That's just bad. And I mean, he should be fired on the way to the airport or not even taken to the airport. Enough. You've got time to get yourself a coach, and you got a couple of months to try to get this thing organized, or a month or so. Get this thing organized, see if you can get it going in the right direction. I don't think it would be that difficult with this team. But anyway, yeah, I think they do. And that's what the beauty of Tom is. Whatever you like Tom, whether you think Tom is crazy, yes. You think Tom is weird. Comes to times like this, when you get down to these numbers the Bulls have left, man, they play hard.
Now
they come after you.
Your guy, Dougie McBuckets.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. What? No, it's don't what? Get defensive on me now.
No, I
he played 15 minutes. We were presented with the over-under at 3, and I took the under, but he played 15 minutes.
He hoisted up
5 shots.
5 shots. Uh-huh.
He made none of them.
But well, you know, he's Rusty. Not Rusty Scupper, not him. Rusty.
But what did you think?
I think I want to see more. I think if you give him that time every night, I some of those shots are going to start going in. He can shoot. I mean, I just think at this point, first of all, it would be very weird for me to be on the court for 15 minutes at this stage after this season, wouldn't it? You're talking about March. You started this a long damn time ago. When's the last time he played 15 minutes in a game?
I don't know.
Months.
Preseason?
I don't know. Has he played 15 minutes in a game during the regular season this year?
Yeah, that was to see him out there for 15 minutes, and he does not move well. You can see that. But I don't know if that comes back with time. All of a sudden his feet can move faster, but he's got a problem with his feet. But he wasn't bashful.
There were open shots that he knows when to shoot. Pull the trigger on it. There was one where everybody expected him to shoot, and he threw it off a guy's back. But you know, that was, there was a lot of that going on in the game. There was a lot of bad moments.
Yeah,
there was
a lot of bad moments. Kirk, I'm just saying that, you know, no, it doesn't. It doesn't change the trajectory of the Bulls' future or the Wizards. I think are you know, unless you change coaches and get them, you know, get their attention again, that's done. That's finished. But this version of the Bulls, the point being on that when they're challenged, they play hard. I don't care who's missing, they still come after you. And that, I don't know if it's Noah who played hard last night. He seemed healthier. I don't know who it is that makes this thing happen for them.
Noah was covering a lot more ground.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It might be that his knee is feeling better, but it looks like that he was able to do what he used to do, where he runs from one side of the floor to the other to try to get a hand on an offensive rebound and going end to end. So that's good to see.
Yeah, I mean, he better last night. Does that mean that in a month and a half from now he'll be? I don't know.
No,
I'm not sure of that. I wouldn't bet on that because something else will happen to him, because that's just the nature of him. It seems to me that that knee's going to be a problem. But yeah, for whatever, I don't know if it's Tom. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's just watching Noah give it everything he's got, and they go with it. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't make any difference when you get down to where they're at now, which is really kind of bad. Mm-hmm. They play hard.
He's Boris. I'm Bernstein. 312-644-60.